This is KNKX. It's probably easier not to think about an old prison cemetery on a little-known island in South Puget Sound, but some state officials say they want to bring dignity to the place. They're working to remember 125 people who were buried on McNeil Island without names. KNKX reporter Simone Alisea has the story.
The first thing you have to know about McNeil Island is that, as a final resting place, it's really not a bad place to be. The island is quiet, peaceful even. Most of it is a wildlife preserve. But the other thing you need to know about McNeil is that there used to be a prison here. And sometimes, when prisoners died, they were buried on the island with little acknowledgement. David Flynn works on McNeil Island.
People do look at it as a very disrespectful part of the history of the island, that there are people up here that aren't identified at their burial site by name and dates of birth and death.
Flynn is one of the people spearheading the effort to correct that history at the old prison cemetery. Here's a quick history lesson. The prison on McNeil first opened in 1875. It was one of the country's first federal prisons. The state took it over in the 1980s, then they closed it in 2011. Flynn is the CEO of the Special Commitment Center for so-called sexually violent predators. It's separate from the old prison, even though it operates on the island.
And maintaining this gravesite is part of the deed of the island, so that is managed.
The grass is mowed, the path is clear, but it's unnerving to see dips in the earth where a person was buried, marked only by a simple stone with a number, not even a prison ID number. There are 125 of these simple stones laid out in lines, and another 18 that already have names and dates. They were placed here when the feds were running the prison, up to about the 70s. But we don't know who these people were. We don't even really know that all of them were incarcerated at the prison. Flynn says he thinks that's the case, but without some kind of master list, I don't want to say that for certain. We've heard there was a list, that it was kept by a prison chaplain, but we don't know where it ended up. Laura Lemke has been working on a similar project across the water for the better part of 20 years, and she is undeterred by these questions.
Well, I want to tell you, this looks pretty easy, doesn't it? 125, we could do that in a year and a half.
Lemke is the chair of the Grave Concerns Association, which is restoring the old cemetery at Western State Hospital. Patients there were also buried without names for a period, and that cemetery has thousands of graves. To remember those who died, Grave Concerns puts in new headstones with names next to the old numbered ones. There's also a plaque with the names of the dead.
You know, I've always felt like since we've been doing this work, they're happier. You know, they know that somebody comes and respects them.
That's the goal for the old prison cemetery on McNeil Island. At this point, officials are just looking into the idea, trying to identify who's there and seeing what funds are available. Unlike the old hospital cemetery, which anyone can visit, no one is likely to see whatever they do on McNeil. The island is off limits. But Flynn says it's part of the history of the island. Residents at the Commitment Center know the cemetery is there, just outside the razor wire.
And I have received a written correspondence from a resident that expressed some dissatisfaction on how the graveyard that sits directly above the Special Commitment Center has people that are disrespected.
There's already a stigma that comes with being locked up. And if you can't even escape that in death, what hope is there for the living? Simone Alisea, KNKX News.